We know that there's the problem of refusal and the massive vote for Sharon in repressing the and to support him in repressing the Palestinians. And we're aware of the situation of a kind of apartheid whereby Israeli citizens of Arab origins in Israel do not have the same rights. So if there is this massive vote for Sharon, how can you consider that the people in Israel could accept your idea of one total, single, united Palestine?
In my opinion, it is impossible to think in terms we should ask first Jews what they think. That is wrong approach everywhere, whether in France or in Palestine. We should ask the majority of people who live in this territory, whether they are Jews or Russians or Moroccans or whatever they are, and we shall get their answer after the public discourse will be restored. I think it's just very wrong approach. We should first find out what the Jews want and dance from this point. No, we should dance from the point of view of the majority. And one more thing. You say about big vote for Sharon and support for Sharon. People of Israel now are subject to massive campaign of propaganda and disinformation, similar to one that the people of the Third Reich suffered. In such a way, people are human beings, are only human beings. If we are bombarded by propaganda, we become subject to propaganda. But now, we feel that all this propaganda effort in Israel is collapsing because of two reasons. One of them is economic catastrophe that is facing now everybody in Israel. Economy is absolutely in awful shape. And the second thing is obviously the fact that Sharon's army did not succeed to suppress Palestinians. So those two things, the failure economic and failure in the security, they bring down all the edifice of this nationalist propaganda.